So Sue writes in and asks, if you want to drink a different varietal of wine, do you rinse your glass first? So I'm going to just assume here that Sue likes her wine. She likes to go out and maybe she does tasting rooms. Maybe she sits around with friends. And it sounds like she likes different varieties. So how do you approach that? Because I guess I've heard two different schools of thought on that. And I'm curious what you have to say, Mr. Betts.
I would rather rinse with wine than with water.
Oh.
Yes, because oftentimes water will have its own aroma, you know, chlorinated or minerally laden, etc. And so in between wines, I typically don't. Now, if I've had a huge Syrah with dark, dense black, red color, and I'm going to taste a champagne, okay, I'm going to rinse. I'm going to do it because you don't want to penalize that color of the champagne with being tainted by the Syrah. But I always prefer to rinse with wine rather than water. And especially if I'm going from whites to reds, I just drain that glass, shake it once or twice to get any big stuff out of there, and then pour the red right on top of it. I think it's a greater solution. Every time that we do our tastings at the winery, blind tastings, comparative tastings, hedonistic tastings, whatever we're doing, we always pre-rinse every one of our glasses with wine.
Now, it sounds like a dumb question, but just for clarification's sake, when you say rinsing the glass with wine, is that the next wine you're about to taste, or do you rinse it with the wine you just tasted? Does that make sense?
What we'll do, if we have five glasses set up for a tasting, we pour a little bit in the first glass, take it in our hand, roll it around so it covers all the inside surface, pour it into glass number two. So we're not wasting wine. So you've got the half an ounce in there and you use it for the five glasses. And then you dump it out, you drain your glassware. Then what you've done is you've gotten rid of the possibly detergent smell, dishwasher smell, chlorine smell, et cetera. You've taken that out of the equation. I think you're able to appreciate the wine much better.
So we're rinsing before we even have that first sip.
I do, but I'm geeky.
So now we're in the middle of the party, like Sue is, and she's had a couple of whites, and she's concerned about rinsing her glass out, and she's about to taste a red. So that's where we take maybe a little bit of that red now, rinse it real quick. Or
I wouldn't. I would just drain the white out of that and go right into the red. You could, obviously, but wine's such a precious commodity. You don't want to waste it too much.
Well, if you don't dump out your glass, you could end up making a whole new varietal, right?
A whole new color of wine. Yeah, that's well, some rosés are made that way, blending whites and reds together.
Okay.
So,
but no, we don't want to use water. Is general rule?
I don't. I think you chance additional flavors, but this is really, really geeky stuff, and she's got to feel good doing what she's doing.